Hey everybody, welcome to L10 Sessions. So I'm jumping on real quick to put out this episode. It's actually not a session with anybody today. It's just me, and I'm at home. I'm not where I normally record, and so if the quality's not the greatest, I do apologize. It will be much better quality during my session. I'm excited to announce that I am going to be interviewing Andrea Webb. She's a wife, mom. Her husband actually was on my, he was my first session. It was a super good conversation that I had with him. And so go back and listen to that. And I will tell you, if you're a mom, anybody, this is going to be beneficial to anybody, but especially if you're a mom, I plan on asking, Andrea, she has three kids, junior high kids and a high school, daughter that's in high school. And, I'm going to ask her some questions about parenting that I think you'll be interested in. Granted, we're going to stay in the same lane with the Good Samaritan, and it'll be something that's super applicable to your life, and so I'm excited about that. But first, I want to put this episode out really quick, short and sweet. It's just me, so I apologize, because I know y'all probably don't like listening to me talk all that much. But this is something stirring in me, and I have to get it out there. So I hope it's an encouragement to you. And I actually named, it's a message I preached to my teenagers, and I named it The Reality of Religion. And I read the story in Matthew 21, where Jesus enters the temple. I'll just read it out of the New Living Translation, just a part of it. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of money, and the chairs of those selling doves. And he said to them, "The scripture declares, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." And then I'll paraphrase what happens next. But the blind and the lame come in, and Jesus does what Jesus does best, which is to be Jesus. And he heals the blind and the lame. And if you continue reading in the story, the religious people got really upset. And kind of one of my first points that I kind of wanted to pull out of this is help him. You know, if you're listening to this and you say, well, religion's a good word, I want you to understand before I get it, you know, too far into this, what I want you to understand is when I say religion, it's not necessarily a good thing. And I'll read you kind of what my definition of what religion means to me, what I mean when I use that word in this context. So religion binds you up with unrealistic expectations that you can never meet well enough. A relationship with Jesus frees you and helps your heart soften to a place of submission based out of love. So religion binds you up and gives you these very legalistic things to do that you're never going to meet. You know, it's standards that you can't meet. I think if you've been a Christian long at all, you understand that it's only Jesus that gives us a chance to be anything. You know, we're worth nothing. The blood of Jesus applied puts us in right standing with God. That's righteousness. All right, walking in righteousness. Get right standing with God through, through a relationship with Jesus that kind of frees you up. It helps your heart, like I said, soften. And then there's a place of, you go into a place of submission, because why? He loves you and you love him. Okay, so understanding that's kind of the direction I'm going when I say the reality of religion. But to my first point, my temple will be called a house of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. You know, the house of God, and what Jesus is getting out here is the house of God isn't a place that's built for your own personal gains and benefits. I think that the American church culture today has a lot of consumerism ideas. I was actually I went to Chick-fil-A, and I was on the phone with a friend of mine, and I'm pulling up, and you know, everybody makes jokes about how efficient Chick-fil-A is, right? And I'm watching this, and I'm going, how do they pull this off? You know, if Chick-fil-A, I had this thought. Actually, I said it to my friend. I said, if Chick-fil-A had a church, I think I'd go there. And I kind of laughed. Well, then immediately I thought about my message that I was, I'd actually already preached. No, I was preaching it that night. And I thought about my message, and I thought, you know, that was a very selfish thought. That I would pick a church based on how Chick-fil-A, you know, we choose Chick-fil-A because it's fast and easy. Well, I think a lot of people choose churches and choose, you know, where they attend church because it's fast and easy. And it's, you know, it's something that benefits them personally. But the house of God was not meant for that. And what religion does is it tries to stop. It tries to trade. And this is a really big point, so hear me out. Religion trades the power of God for the appearance of religion. So when Jesus walked into that temple, he sees people doing religious things. In air quotes. You know, I did air quotes when I said that. He sees people buying and selling for a religious sacrifice. So, I mean, it was, you know, in a lot of ways, if you want to argue, they were doing, they were not, you know, they were selling these animals so that people could sacrifice. It wasn't like Jesus walked in and there were people stealing money out of the offering plates. This could have looked fine. From the outside looking in, it could have looked like not that big of a deal. But what Jesus's point was, you know, my temple will be a house of prayer. And so Jesus turns around and these people get healed. The religious people get mad because they refuse to allow the power of God to be, you know, the power of God to be more important than a religious experience or what looks good. You have to keep your motives in check. You know, if it isn't all about the kingdom of God, it's a waste of time. If you're doing something that isn't a benefit to the kingdom of God, it's a waste of time. So we've got to make sure that we keep our motives in check. And we can look at this story with Jesus and get a clear picture of what the church should be. And this isn't an attack on churches at all. What this is for us and for myself to look in my life and say, where are the places in my life that are religion? And where are the places in my life where, you know, where I'm locked in with Jesus? And so I'm going to ask you, how many tables would Jesus flip over in your life? You know, if you want to get real down, and this may offend people, but how many tables would Jesus turn over in our own churches, in the churches we go to every week? Would he turn over tables? Is the church, is the house of God a place that's being built on prayer? Is it a place that's being built on your personal benefit, which is what Jesus said, a den of thieves? Matthew 23, starting in verse 12. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra wide prayer boxes with scriptures, you know, scripture verses inside. And they wear robes with extra long tassels. And it goes on. It just talks about how the religious people enjoy the attention that comes with being religious, in air quotes. And then as you read on, it says this. It says, the greatest among you must be a servant, but those of you who exalt themselves will be humbled. Those of you who humble yourselves will be exalted. We have to live in a place of humility. Otherwise, we're not a benefit to the kingdom of God. So you go to tie this into the Good Samaritan and that story, and why I think it's such an important story is, and I've asked this question in my other episodes, but which one would you have been? And I think it's very, which person would you have been? Would you have been the one who stopped or the one who was too busy? You know, ask yourself the hard questions. Where in my life do I just enjoy? Because listen, it's not enough. I said that it's not enough to just look like a believer. A believer does not trade the power of God for the appearance of belief, for the appearance of religion. It isn't enough. And we can see this in the New Testament over and over and over, yet we still fall into the rut of religion so easily. I say all this because, you know, I fear for the future of the next generation, but of people just in general who have allowed religion to run their life rather than God. Let me tell you something, let me tell you something. If you're listening to this and you've been under the weight of religion, take that weight off. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You don't have to live under condemnation because you can't reach these unrealistic expectations. Because you fight every day to reach these unrealistic expectations, and what Jesus is saying is stop. And when you get in a relationship with him, like I said at the very beginning, it softens your heart into a place of submission, Ministry folks, me, people like me who are in full-time ministry, we have to ask ourselves this question. Would Jesus flip over tables if he walked in flesh right now? Would he flip over tables? Is the temple a house of prayer, or is it a house of momentary religious experience that makes you feel like you've gained something? That makes people feel like they've gained something when in reality they're going backwards. So, I'll leave you with that question. Are there tables in your life that he needs to turn over? And I believe all of us can say, yeah. I really, really, really hope that as you listen to this, you listen to it from a place of love, and that you're encouraged, not discouraged. Because the greatest news ever is that we don't have to live in religion and dry, boring religion. We can walk with Jesus and talk with Jesus and know him and be, you know, have a relationship with him. That's the good news. That's all I have. I could probably go on for an hour. You know how I get, ranting and raving. If you know me at all, you know. But I believe this is good. I hope this was encouraging. It was encouraging to you. And like I said, get excited because this episode with Andrea is going to be awesome. And I also want to tell you guys that I have a few people that I think I've convinced to come on the podcast with me. And I promise you, you're not gonna, like, it's gonna be good. And so I'm really hoping that I can pull it off, and that we can put that episode up for you very, very soon. But I promise, I'm kind of teasing you, but this will be an episode that you're really gonna want to listen to, and so I'm excited about it. I'll be back super soon. I'll be making a post on my social media really soon about when I'm gonna post Andrea's session with me. So keep coming back, keep listening, and be encouraged, love Jesus, and, you know, wake up every day, follow him, love people, serve him. It's really pretty simple. So, thank you guys, and you'll be hearing from me soon.